Okay, today's daf is Kedushin Daf Lamed Hey. Daf Lamed Hey Mesechus Kedushin. We are on Lamed Dal Rame Beis. Lamed Dal Rame Beis. In the sugyas of Zman Grama and not Zman Grama. Just remember also to put what we said yesterday together with what we mentioned a few days ago about the definition of Zman Grama and not Zman Grama, the Chachma Shlomo about Kiddush Levana, and Rav Yochavish Perlau about Sfiras HaOmer, the Ramban. So all about how to define a mitzvah station Zman Grama. So now we get into, as we're talking about the details and the Makoros. So the last question we asked yesterday was, once we prove that women are exempt from Zman Gramas, how do you know that they are not exempt from Shelo Zman Gramas? So we imagine what kind of question is that. Of course they're chayiv. They're chayiv at any mitzvah. So you don't have a makar to say that they're potter. So the Panei Yeshua explains, no, that once you know that they're potter from some mitzvahs, you might say that, you know, by all, by specific mitzvahs where you know that there's a makar to be mechayiv them, like matzah and other mitzvahs, then fine, you be mechayiv them, mezuzah, there's a svara. But other than that, maybe they'll go along. So minalon, that's what the Gemara asked. Five lines for the bottom. In his basket. The minala and the yalafi mora. So what do you know it from? You learn it from mora kibud avaim, mora avaim, ishimova vivtiro. Pasuk we've had a few times. Ma mora nashim chayavot. I've called up mitzvot asay shalos agrab nashim chayavos. Just like mora, women are obligated in, and fearing parents or having your parents in awe is not time bound, and they're obligated. So to all mitzvot asay that are not zman grama are time bound. Women are obligated. V'neilav mitalmud Torah. So why don't you learn from Talmud Torah the other way? Talmud Torah is not a time-bound mitzvah. It's every day, right? All day and all night, you have to learn. So Bishum Dabi Talmud Torah. Period. Virvishtik Suvan Abanka Echad. Choshtik Suvan Abanka Echad Eim Alamtin. So why don't you learn from Talmud Torah? No, because to say that there are pturos from all non-Zman Gramas, no, because Talmud Torah and Puravu are both not time-bound mitzvos, which women are pturos from, and therefore you cannot learn from them because they're two psukim that tell you the same thing, and therefore they cannot teach you. We mentioned in the past the thought of the stipler on Talmud Torah. Right? Talmud Torah is not a Zman Grama. So how much do you have to learn? So what's the minimum? What's the maximum? You know, you also have to have time to eat. You have to have time to sleep. You have to have time to make a parnasa. You have to. So the stipler's formulation is in every free moment that one has. We have to learn at every free moment. So free is defined differently based on situation, we have to be honest with ourselves. Oh, I don't have any free moment. I have to work 23 hours a day. So we have to make sure that we're honest, but that's what it means. Every free moment we have to learn, but that's not time bound. That's not time bound because it's any time during the day. Any time during the day, day or night, we have to learn. The Rambam says there's no day or night should go on through our life without having some Talmud Torah related to it. Every day and every night of our life. So that's what do you learn from Talmud Torah? So we don't learn from Talmud Torah because it is Shnei Ksuvin Abon Kecha, Talmud Torah Peruvu. Tosfos here asks on the bottom, what did the Gemara say? Why don't you, the Gemara said, you learn from Mora to say that you're Chayiv in non-time bound mitzvahs. Why don't you learn from Talmud Torah? So why is that better? Why is the Gemara asking Talmud Torah? Is Talmud Torah better than Mora? Why would you have learned Talmud Torah more than Mora? Tosfos asks, Vim Tomar Adarabah, is Talmud Melech Mi Mora L'chiv? But if you have a choice whether to learn a makar l'chayiv or makar l'ftor, you learn l'chayiv. It says in Yevamis, wherever you can be makashit l'kula l'chumra, pick l'chumra. So why would Talmud Torah be a better source? So the Tosfos says, no. V'yoma ram demi svara, demi Talmud Torah ika tfeila melef. It's better to learn from Talmud Torah to patra them. Why? Kibon da'ashkecha d'nasha b'turas b'mitzvah yikara v'chaviva k'talmud Torah. Since you see that women are pturas from this special mitzvah of learning, you know, what kind of mitzvah is Talmud Torah connected kulam? And even that they're pater from. Wow, that's a strong source. That's what it says. Dinu shivatrim b'chol hashar shelo asman grama. If they're pater from learning, so then surely they should be pater from other mitzvahs. That's what would make Talmud Torah a stronger source. That's what the Tosfos says. Again, there's a lot to say about the uniqueness of Talmud Torah, but that's what to add this to the list. To this, the fact that the women are pturos, that makes it a better makar. Just add to it, remember, women, we mentioned, are obligated in a lot of Talmud Torah. Women are obligated in a lot of Talmud Torah. They're obligated in all the mitzvahs that have to do with them. They have to learn Dalach Halkei Shulchan Aruch. They have to learn Shabbos Kashrus Taras Mishpacha. What don't they have to learn? Lishma. That's what the pturos from. The added dimension of learning of Lishma, that's what they don't have to learn from. Says Tosfos, that's what Tosfos describes as the mitzvah Yikar V'chaviva. Because that's the part of Torah that they're pater from. They're only part of the Lishma aspect. It shows you what's the, what Hatosis is classifying it. So it works nicely with the Beis HaLevi in Parshas Mishpatim, where the Beis HaLevi discusses the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim, where the Gemara says that the Churban HaBayis happened because Shelo Berchu B'Torah Tchila. We're in Nedarim Daf Pei Aleph. They didn't say Berchu B'Torah in the morning. That's where the Churban HaBayis happened. So one question that we're not going to deal with is, what about Senos Chinam? Right? How do you mesh those two Gemaras? Okay, separate Gemara. But what's the pshat of that Gemara? Shelo Berchu B'Torah Tchila. Says the Beis HaLevi explains there the two aspects of Talmud Torah. There's Talmud Torah Lilmod Amanas Lasos. You have to learn in order to know what to do. Right? So you can't learn. You can't do a, be Mekayim Shabbos unless you learn Hilchah Shabbos. You can't be Mekayim Mitzvahs Ma'akeh unless you learn Halachas Ma'akeh. Lilmod Amanas Lasos. And number two is Lilmod Lishma, even separate from doing, but just learning per se to get close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And he says there that women are obligated in Type A and not Type B. That's what the Beis HaLevi says. But then he adds his chiddush. The Gemara Menachos tells us that you only make a bracha on the final stage of doing a mitzvah. You don't make a bracha on writing a mezuzah. You don't make a bracha on putting up a mezuzah. You don't make a bracha on building a sukkah. You don't make a bracha on putting tzitzis on your baguette. You make a bracha on wearing the tzitzis. You make a bracha on sitting in the sukkah. You only make a bracha on asiyasa gemar mitzvahs, on the final stage of a mitzvah. Says the Beis HaLevi, put it all together. Why did they make brachas on Berchas HaTorah? Shelo Berchu B'Torah Tchila, because they only believed in Talmud Torah Type 1. Lomon Amanas Lasos. So they felt this was stage 1, but the real, you don't make a bracha, because the real thing, the Iker, is the mitzvah. Not the learning itself. There's nothing independent. So that's what Shelo Berchu B'Torah Tchila, they learned. They were Talmudei Chachamim, but they believed in Lomon Amanas Lasos. But the other aspect of Talmud Torah of Lishma, that's what they didn't believe in. They didn't believe in that. That's why they didn't make a bracha. This isn't independently important, so it doesn't deserve a bracha. And that's why the Churban happened. Because that unique aspect of Talmud Torah, that Torah brings us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what they didn't believe in. And that's what Torah, that's what Tosfos here says. Tosfos classifies the part of Torah that women are pturos from as mitzvah yakara v'chaviva. It says that's what Tosfos maybe is hinting at. Okay. The other point I wanted to mention here is Puravu. Puravu, the Gemara here says that women are pturos from Talmud Torah and Puravu, which are both not time bound, but they're pturos from them. So I mentioned in the past one shita, but just to categorize them in all in one place, to have them all together, the Meshech Chacham and Parshas Noach. Meshech Chacham and Parshas Noach discusses why women are pturos from Puravu. Okay, it's based on a makar. The Chivshuha, it says, Starko Shal Ish. Lichbosh ve'in darko shel ish lichbosh. But the Meshech Chachma says beautifully in Parshas Noach, lo rachoku lomar. It's not far off to say. Let's say vaday. It's not far off to say. Ha shepatra Torah nashim imperi v'rivya v'chiva rak anashim. Why are only men obligated in Puravu? You would think if there's any mitzvah in the world that women should be obligated in and be mentioned in Pata from. Who gets the credit? Puravu. Ki mishpatei Hashem udrachav darchei noam. V'chol nesivosei hashalom. God's ways and the Torah's ways are sweet. V'lo amsa al ha-yisraeli ma-she'ein bi'yecholes ha-guf l'kabel. Hashem does not force us and burden us with items that are too heavy for us to have. When we call davar ha'aser lo manat Torah b'sukah ha'heter, there's always, like the Gemara says in Chulin, for every iser in the world, there's a heter in the world. Umishum zelo matzanu mitzvah his'anos rak yom echad bashana. That's why Hashem doesn't demand fast days from us too much. One day a year, that's it. The other four are your fault. Right, but one day a year, says Hashem, I demand from you to fast. V'kodem hisir v'chiv alechol. Even before that, he says, eat beforehand. He doesn't want to torture us. V'chein lo mana ha-mishagel. Mikol banel levan mi-Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, he didn't tell anybody to be celibate. Except Moshe Rabbeinu, he was a different category. But that's not what life's about. L'fi shalo, luha yetzorach l'goldem alasu l'zir eskufo. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu was different. V'yoser mizeh. And also, he quotes the heter of Yifas Toar, lo dibrodo yitzahara. And so he says, you have this principle. He says, women now, shemistachnos b'ibur v'leida, who have this danger, who have this pain, Kodesh Baruch Hu can't force that mitzvah upon a person. That's why he can't force the man doesn't have any pain. That's why he can have the mitzvah, but a woman can't. But he says, to counter that, rak l'kiyum hamin asa b'tiva sheteshukasa laholid aza mishal ish. But he put instead, to balance it, a deep desire to want to have a child, even more than the man. Though the man, the woman desires to have the child. And that's the Puravu, why women have tourists, because of Derecha Derechei Noam. So he gets this from the Gemara. The Gemara says this in a number of places, that this principle is used in Halacha. The Gemara used it in Sukkah twice on the same daf. Sukkah Lamed Beis. First the Gemara says, trying to figure out what a lulav is. Maybe it's a kufra. A kufra is part of the bottom shoots of a palm tree, which has, it's very pointy. very pointy. So maybe you could use that. So the Gemara says, Rechad Achinoam. It can't be that. The Torah wants you to use that. You're going to prick your finger. Imagine, we prick our fingers plenty with the lulav that we have. But this other part of the tree has thorns all over it. So it can't be that the Torah wants us to use that. Rechad Achinoam. Amazing. When we have a suffix about what the Torah is coming to, we could apply the principle of Rechad Achinoam to teach us halakha. And the same thing on Amud Beis, where it talks about a certain ahadas, which also has thorns. Also, Rechad Achinoam, it must be that Hashem doesn't want us to use the hirduf. The Hirduf, the twice in the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah. The Gemara in Yevamos also has this. The Gemara in Yevamos tells us that we know that if a woman has a child, her husband dies, there's no Yibum. So what happens if this woman gets married and then her child from the first husband dies? Do we say now that, oh, now she becomes a Yevama Lomafreya and therefore she can't stay married to her first husband or she did an Isser? Just like, let's say a woman who is an Ashes Kohen who has a child, she can still eat Truma. But let's say she does not have a child and she's a Bas Yisrael and she doesn't eat Truma anymore. So the halacha is, if her child dies a year after her husband, then she can't eat Truma from then on. So I need to say the same thing here by a Yavam. She's considered a Yavam al Afreya to Rechad Achinoam. The Gemara says no. The Gemara in Yavam is Daf Pei Zayin that Rechad Achinoam, we don't want this woman to have to be in limbo her whole life. I could get married, I can't get married to Rechad Achinoam. Another case. Oh, and the Rishonim use this also as well. Let's say a woman, two brothers are married to two sisters, and one of the brothers dies. Right, so what happens? The woman, the sister of the wife, falls to the brother. So there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza done. That is one of the Erebas, one of the 15 Erebas, first mission in Yevamos. What happens if they have children, they continue to be married, and then a year later, his wife dies. Reuven, who's still alive, his wife dies. Now the sister is mutter to him. So now you're going to tell me there's a Chiyav of Yibam? Again, Tosef says in Yevamos, that Beis Rechad Achinoam. Right, this principle is used a few times in Shas, but also by the Rishonim and the Achronim to say the Torah's ways are sweet. The Torah doesn't want people to have difficulties for so long, and then that's why we use it. Just one other, again, just this is just putting it all, cataloging them, and therefore they put it all together. There's a Tshuvas HaRadvaz, fascinating Tshuva of the Radvaz. Tshuva 1052, Elef Nun Beis, where the Radvaz was asked, Shura'isa Kasuv, Im Amar Hashilton Li Yisrael, let's say a wicked governmental official says to a Jew, let me cut off one of your Evarim, or I'm going to kill Reuven. So is that Yahari Val Yavar to have one of your Evarim killed? We know if you're going to kill you, or I'm going to kill Reuven, sorry, kill me. Right, kill me, that's one of the big three. So some say, Yesh Omrim, so you have to be Makatis your Evar, because you're not going to die from it. It's not one of the Evarim that's Sakhanas Nefashis. So that's what some suggested. Says the Radvaz, that's Midas Chasitus. But really, Maker Adin, you don't have to. You don't have to. Why? Number one, there's always a suffix that when you cut off your Aver, you're going to die from it. You can never be sure by operations. Right, V'yani ra'isi, says the Radvaz. Echad shemeis aydei shesirtu es azno sritos dakos lahotzi mihem dam. I know of a case where they cut somebody's ear to let some blood out, and they died from it. So there's never a vadai. Visu, and also the Torah says petza tachas patza. The afilu hachi chasha shemai deikviya yamos v'tar amr ayin tachazayin. Why we don't even know where it says in the Torah those kinds. It doesn't mean literally an eye for an eye. Right? It doesn't mean literally. It's always money. Right? So it's v'adavar barusha yoser rachu kushi yamos v'nakviya yoser meide chatichas ever. So he says I would say that there's always a chashash. And then he says, "V'su dechsev derechad adarchi noam." V'tzorach shemishpatei atorah sinu you maskimim al seichel. Right? It's got to be that the laws have to make sense to us. Ve'ich yala al datenu sheyaniach adam lasami es eno kedei shelo yamisu es chaveru. Does it make sense that that the Torah would want you to get blinded so your friend stays alive? So Maida said, "Yeah." But Rabbi Yisus assumes no. Hilkach eni roetam din lazeh elamidas chasidus. The ashrei chelko misha yuchal lamur bazeh. The mish savez achanas nefashus hariz achasus shote. The sveka didei adif mivadei zechafrei. So that's where he uses the principle. Also, the thrust of the tshuva is that it is a sakana. Don't tell me it's ever not a sakana. But he also uses the principle of derechecha darchei noam.
It's a suffix that he'll die, and it's not
aser
though.
Suffix that he'll die. No, it is aser. He's saying it's still midas chasid. It's not going to say that. We pass in suffix sakhanas tafashis is also asur daraisa. So maybe suffix sakhanas tafashis to save him from a vadai. That's the case of nechas tafashis. We mentioned a couple of days ago from the giving the kidney. So that's a rishus. We pass in like the Bavli, the Yerushalmi said it's a chiyuv, but the post comes in Shulchan Aruch, the Sman, others point out that it's a rishus to be makhans yourself into a suffix sakhanas tafashis. Okay, but that's all about Puravu and Talmud Torah. So why don't you learn from Puravu and Talmud Torah that women are pturos, exempt from non-time-bound mitzvot. So we say, no, that's shnei ksum and bonka echad, and we don't learn from there. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Eli? Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. The Amra, shneim hu omer, by Yavarachos on Moshe, Puravu, Ma'ikal ha-Meimar. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who says, we had him in Sechaz Yivamis, that women are obligated. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says women are obligated in Puravu. So Ma'ikal ha-Meimar. So why? So what do you say then? So then, Tamat Torah is the only one left. So you have one mitzvah that is not time bound that a woman is exempt from. So why do you learn from there to all mitzvahs? No, the Gemara says there's another one. We shouldn't have Tamat Torah, Pidyon HaBen, Shnei Ksuvim and Bonka Echad, because we still have two, Tamat Torah and Pidyon HaBen, a woman is Pturah from. Right? We learned earlier in Daf Chavtes that a woman is not obligated to be poda to her son. That's a mitzvah on the father, maybe on Beis Din, maybe on the son himself. So that's why. Those are two psukim, non-time-bound mitzvos, where the woman is exempt, and therefore you cannot learn from them, because it's two psukim. Why don't you say the same thing for Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka? Even though, right, say it the other way, Puravu you're obligated in, so why don't you put Puravu, team up with Mora of Ava'im, so those are two non-time-bound mitzvos that women are obligated in. So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, do it the other way. Learn from their... Say that Puravu and Mora are the only two mitzvos. I said it the other way, right? The only two mitzvos that are not time bound and women are obligated in. So say that by all other mitzvos that are not time bound, women should be pturos from. So why don't you say it, learn it that way, that you cannot learn from those two, and therefore you should say by all other mitzvos that women are not obligated, even though they are not time bound. And where's the Tzrichi? No, Puravu and Mora are not two psukim that you can't learn from because you really need both of them. If the Torah would have only said that women are obligated in Mora of Avaim and not Puravu, Havamina v'chivshuha, I would have thought that they're part different Puravu. Because the Pasuk says, v'chivshuha, he shall conquer. Amarachmana ish the darko lechabish in, a man whose derech is to conquer the world in, ish the darko lechabish lo. A woman whose derech is not to conquer the world lo. And that's why you need the pasuk of Puravu to say that a woman is obligated. Because of Rachmana Purivu, Vlokasa Mora, and if you would have only said Puravu, and you wouldn't have written that Mora, a woman is obligated in, of Mora Avaim, Hava Amina, ish deceiving the other lassos in, a man who is constantly, always, it's in his ability and power to fulfill the mitzvah. Fine, he's obligated. Isha, the incipient of the other lassos, but a woman who sometimes is not able to fulfill the mitzvah, for example, let's say there is a conflict between what she has to do for her husband and what she has to do for her father, so she's not always, it's not always clear that she has that ability. So, lo, you might have said she doesn't have the ability sometimes, but given the incipient of the other lassos, and if so, since sometimes she doesn't have it, lo tischayev klal. So maybe she should be excluded from the mitzvah totally. Rav Rashi says, afilu pnuya. Even an unmarried woman. Come on, that's why, Tzricha, that's why you need the pasuk to tell me, even by Mora, she is obligated when it is possible. And therefore, these aren't two psukim that you cannot learn from. You need both of them in the Torah, and therefore you can learn from them to other mitzvahs that are not time-bound, that women are obligated in. Says the Gemara continuing, this all works out if you hold that you don't learn from two psukim that are telling you the same thing. But if you say you do learn out from two psukim that are telling you the same thing, what's the svar for that manda amar? Right, we know the manda amar that says two psukim that can teach you the same thing you can't learn from. Why? Because why the Torah tell you two? Just say one. The fact that the Torah said two, it must be something specific about these two. What's the svar for the other shita? Ein Melamdin. So the Achronim say it must be something along the lines of Milsa da Asi b'Kav Chomer Tarch v'Kasav Lakra. Sometimes the Torah explicates things, even if though it didn't have to. You could have learned something after b'Kav Chomer. You know what the Torah says it anyway. So there you have a svara, because a Kav Chomer isn't as strong. But sometimes also there's sometimes something that's mefurish b'Kra is stronger than something that's not mefurish b'Kra. We mentioned in the past the Sheet of the Taz. The Taz says a number of examples where the Torah is not allowed to beferish, say something against, the Rabbanan don't have the power to say beferish with something that's against something in the Torah. So the Rabbanan knock off shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, that's not going explicitly against the Torah. Why? Because when Rosh Hashanah doesn't fall out on Shabbos, you will blow. The Torah says blow on Rosh Hashanah. So you will blow on Rosh Hashanah, it's just not when it falls out on Shabbos. That's not arguing. Or if the Torah, right, because the question that was asked, the Mizrahi asked the question, why don't you say that Mila should never be Docha Shabbos. Why? Gzeira Shema Yavirenu Hasakin. Just like Chazal said, Gzeira Shema Yavirenu the shofar, and Shema Yavirenu the Megillah, maybe they'll carry the baby, they'll carry the knife, and therefore you shouldn't be able to do Mila ever on Shabbos. So the Taz answers, in Nilchaz Rosh Hashanah, no, because then that you'll be Oker, a Dover Shema Furish Batorah. You can never do that. You say you can never do Milan Shabbos, so you never do Milan Shabbos. It's finished. Rosh Hashanah, at least, you do it some other times. So that principle is used by many of the Achronim. You always got to figure it out. The Rabbanan can never knock out a mitzvah totally from the Torah. So maybe here too, maybe that's a part of the Sfarah. But even if you want to say it's extra, but still maybe the Torah wrote it to make it explicit for various reasons, so you can't argue on it for some reason. But again, that might be a Sfarah why Malamta. So according to the Maimon, back to the question. So according to the Amar Malamdin, that you can learn from Tupsuk and Michael and Maimar, right? So why don't you learn from Puruvu and Morer, from all these other Tupsukim, that women should be Pturos from non-Zman Grumas? So Amar Rava, no. Papanoi Yadilei L'Taima. The people from Papanoi could tell us the reason. Tahamilsa of this thing. Uman, who are the people from Papanoi? Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov are from Papuna, right? The Gemara quotes, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Baba Basra. We talk about the Satan in Papanoi. Hopefully, Beis Hashem, next year. Amar Kra, V'hayel Chal Osa Yadcha, Zekarim Beni Necha, L'man Tiyat Arat Hashem Beficha. Right, Pasuk at the end of Parshas Bo. Right, the tefillin should be on your hand, L'Zekarim Beni Necha, L'man Tiyat Arat Hashem Beficha. There's a connection between tefillin and Toras Hashem. Hokshu called Toras HaTorah Kula L'Tefillin. All of Torah is compared to tefillin, right, in this pasuk. And that's why the tefillin is our makar. My tefillin, mitzvah zeh zman grumah v'nashu p'tiros, just like tefillin is time-bound. As we said, we pass them as time-bound. Why? Because of Shabbos and Yontif. Not because of night, but even though there are some tanoim out there that say it's because of night, but tefillin is time-bound and women are exempt. I've called mitzvah zeh zman grumah v'nashu p'tiros. So do all mitzvahs say that are time-bound women are p'tiros from. And, I mean, the mitzvahs are seishas man grama nashim p'turos. And once you know that, mechal the mitzvahs are seishas man grama nashim chayavos. You know, any of the non-time-bound mitzvahs, women are obligated in. Yes, the Rishonim point out beforehand, we needed two separate sources for this. But here, the Gemara is assuming that we're allowed to learn a mamatzinu. The Ritva says we could have learned a mamatzinu. Once you have one, you know, you could jump to the other as well. Ha'ani chalamanda amar tefillin mitzvahs are seishas grama. So fine, according to the opinions that say tefillin is man grama, so this is a great source. There are some Tanam out there that say Shabbos and Yontif are Zman Tefillin and night is Zman Tefillin, right? So why? What do you say according to those opinions? The Tefillin cannot be a source. So Gemara says, no, Man Shabbos like Dhamar Tefillin, Mitzvah Seish Lazman Grama, Rabbi Meir. If you look over there in Mesachas Erevin, who is the Tana that holds that Mitzvah Seish is not time-bound? That's the Shita of Rabbi Meir. V'savar l'shnei k'suvin aban k'echad. But he's the one that also holds that when you have two psukim, that I teach you the same thing. V'shnei k'suvin aban k'echad imalamdin. That you're not allowed to be malamided to others. So therefore, even though Tefillin would not be a good source, but you would also not have to learn from the other mitzvahs that were mentioned, Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen, for example, which are not time-bound and Pater, you wouldn't have to learn from them. You would say you don't learn from them, and therefore, it's still okay.
It's still makish Talmud Torah that they're pturos.
What? You could still be makish to Talmud Torah that they're pturos, or one of the other. We had the yesterday, I think 2 days ago staff, we had other sources that sometimes you could put two together or not three together, which the Gemara is going to talk about again soon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says you do learn from two psukim and they're coming to teach you the same thing. But what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't fit, because he holds tefillin is not time bound, and you can learn from two psukim that are ban ke'echad, right? So then you still have the problem, right? Well, how do you know that women are putter from time bound mitzvahs? So the Gemara answers, we should have a matzah, simcha v'hakel, shlosuk suvin a bunk echad. Those three mitzvahs of matzah and simcha, simchas yantif, right? This Tana does not hold baila masamcha, Rashi says. This Tana holds that the woman herself is obligated. V'hakel, and going to hakel, like we said, the end of the Torah, those are three psuk in a bunk echad, and everybody agrees, shlosuk suvin a bunk echad imalamdin. Right? Everybody agrees the Torah wouldn't go out of its way to write the same halacha three times. But it has to mean three different, it must be specifically those three, and therefore you can't learn it from anywhere else. One of my talmidim asked me yesterday, talking about something that says three times in the Torah, where we know it says, Lo Savasha Kadiba Chalevi Mo. Right, three times, one for Bishul, one for Hana, one for Achila. So why, the Gemara must ask this somewhere, I just didn't find it yet, so once we know that, why does the Torah formulate it as Bishul? To teach you, Derach Bishul Asra Torah, but interesting, the Torah does not say, by Vasa B'chalav, Lo Sochal. Right, by various halachas, it doesn't say, sometimes it says say lo ye achel, but here it doesn't say lashon achil at all. It just says bishul. The Torah teaches, the Gemara says darach bishul asra Torah. But is there anything deeper why the Torah did not formulate it as an isra achila? Okay, I have to think about it. That shloshuk suvin and balkechad. Maybe that's how Chazal knew that it wasn't just, it says don't cook three times. So it's got to be something deeper than that. Why is it repeating it three times? So but just tip me off. Okay. The chol mitzvahs lo sa'aseh v'chulu. So the Mishnah said back on Daf Chavtes, all mitzvahs lo sa'aseh, all negative commandments, women are obligated in. The only chilik of time bound and not time bound are by aseis. Mina hani mili. How do you know that women are obligated in all lo sa'aseis? How do you know? Says the Pnei Yeshua. What do you mean, how do you know? Why would you think otherwise? Why would you think otherwise? Of course, the los ases. Why? Says the Pnei Yeshua, los ases are more chamer than ases. So of course they're going to be obligated in the los ases. Mak mak shemi nolei, mehecha teisa de petire. Da vade, mitzvah ases, desvan grama, lekalamelef, to shine los ases are chamiri. Los ases are more chamer. Right, that's why he quotes in the first paragraph in Yevamos, that which we say, ase docha los ases, los ases chamer, my ases. Right, the Gemara there discusses that los ases are really more chamer. So, Imkain, so how could you say this? The Gemara says, so the Pnei Yeshua says, maybe it's because many mitzvahs have the lashon of Daber al B'nei Yisrael. And sometimes the Gemara darshes B'nei Yisrael v'lo B'nos Yisrael. So maybe that's why. But really, Misvara says the B'nei Yeshua, we're really getting to the answer. That's the ikar here, because los essays are more chamer. It's an important makar of the Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of the second parak of Avos, in Pirush Mishnayis, discusses the Mishnah, Havizar k'mitzvah kala k'vachamura. Be careful about light mitzvahs as chomer mitzvahs. So the Rav mentioned on Friday night, mitzvah kala, one of the examples is limud lashon hakodesh. So says the Rambam, mitzvah kala k'vachamura, but what about this idea that we just have of the Pnei Yeshua? There's a quote, the Pnei Yeshua, but right, los ases are more chomer. So says the Rambam, there's a chilik between los ases and ases. Los ases, we do believe there's a hierarchy. There's a hierarchy by los ases, right? You know that reflected by the avera, by the onesh. You have skila, you have dal and misas, and you have karis, and you have misa de shemayim, and you have malchus, and you have lav sheim bo maisa, and you have bittel, right? Right? Not even right shev al tasa, right? So lav anita glase. So there is a hierarchy by los ases. This Mishnah Perkei Avos is only talking about ases. Ases, we're not allowed to say one is greater than the other one. All ases are equal. That applies by Mrs. Asay. And that's why, by Mrs. Asay, we have the principle of Osik B'mitzvah, Patam B'mitzvah. If you're being Osik in one mitzvah, right, you can't stop doing the other mitzvah because there's another mitzvah is more important. The mitzvah that you're doing, Osik B'mitzvah, Patam B'mitzvah. That's why the Rambam says we have the principle of Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. You can't pass over mitzvahs. If you have a mitzvah in front of you, you do it. You might think the other one's too more important. No. That's why when you put your talus and tefillin into the bag, you sort of put it in a way that you take out your talus first. Because ain't my beer and all the mitzvahs. If you pick up your tefillin first, you got to put your tefillin on. Sometimes there's an overriding factor here. For example, if you take out your shel rosh first by mistake, we paskin, even though ain't my beer, and you put it down. Because the din of putting on the shel yad first is li'ikuva. You got to put on the shel yad before you put on the shel rosh. You can never have the shel rosh on without the shel yad. And that's why you take off the shel rosh first. So even though there's an ain't my beer and all the mitzvahs, what could you do? But what's the svar of that principle, says the Rambam? Ain't my beer and all the mitzvahs? Because all mitzvahs are equal. You pick up a talus, you put on the talus, even if the tefillin has more kedusha. But says the Rambam, but by los ases, of course there's a hierarchy. Of course there's a hierarchy. They're much more chamur. There's much more there's chumrus. And that's what the Rambam says. The first Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah is Beis Aleph in Avos. That's like the Pnei Yeshua here says. The los ases are more chamur. And even within los ases, you have a hierarchy. But all los ases are more chamur than ases. That's what the Gemara there in Yevamos is wonders, you know, why do we see asedecha los ases? Why do we say that? The Rabban and Parshas Yisro suggests maybe ases are avas Hashem, and los ases are yiras Hashem. And Av is greater than Yira. And that's why we say Asa Docha Los Asay. Even though the Ramban would agree that Los Asays have an Onesh and Asays don't, except for two. But still, that is what the Pnei Yeshua asks. That's all Amino Hanimili. So how do you know? The Gemara says, how do you know women are obligated in all Los Asays? The Pnei Yeshua says, they're all, what was the Havamina? The Havamina is because sometimes it says B'nai Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael Flobodos Yisrael. So the Gemara quotes three sources. Amar Yehuda Marav, Chen Tadav Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Kro Isho Isho, Ki Yasu Mikol Chatosa Adam, a man or a woman that does any of the chatos, right, this is by a carbon, Shua Sabikadon, Hishva Akas of Isho Lishol Ha'on Shishabat Torah. The Torah compares men and women for all punishments in the Torah. Right, Rashi says, L'chol Onshin, V'lavin Onshin Malkus Hain. Right, it's the lav of every, the onish of every lav is Malkus. Prima Gadam has a suffix. If you take this Rashi literally, what about lavim that don't have malchus? What about a lav she'in bo maisa? How do you know women are obligated in a lav she'in bo maisa? According to this makar, maybe you'd say it's they're not obligated. Prima Gadam has that suffix in his psicha kolelas. Devei Rabbi Yelaz Ritana, number two, Amar Kra Asher Tassim Lifnehem, Pas the beginning of Mishpatim, Hishva Kaz of Isha Vilish, L'chol Dinim Shabbatorah. Right, we compare Asher Tassim, you shall place all the laws in front of them, plural, all the laws go in front of men and women, together. Chizkiyatana, number three, Amar Kra, Hefahemis, Isha, Isha. If an ox kills a Man or a woman, he has to be kofar. Hishva cause of each of the Misa Shabbatorah. Men and women are obligated, are equal in all misos in the Torah. So these are the three sources that men and women are obligated even in los ases. Okay, let's just do the next line, and then we'll come back to this. Vitzricha, you need all three. The Yeshmin Hakamais, if you only have the first source of Kiyasa Mikol Chados Adam Mishum Kapora Chaz Rachman Alei, I may think only there where you have to bring a carbon. So to give the women a kapara, they're included. Aval dinin ema ish debar maso matan in ishalo. But maybe the second marker, we're talking about dinin, whether they're included in all the laws of the Torah. Maybe only men. Their derech is to be involved in business, but not women. So therefore, they wouldn't be included. V'yishminahal, if you only had the first two, mishum dechayusahi. Maybe they have to be included in dinin because they have to live. They have to be able to function and support themselves if they don't have somebody else supporting them. Aval kofer, but in the last source, but ema ish to bar mitzvahs in ishalo. Maybe there's a special din when an ox kills a man, there's a payment, but not when he kills a woman. Maybe there's something to do with the full somebody who's chayiv in all mitzvahs. Right, Tosfos obviously points out women is obligated in many mitzvahs. There's only about what we mentioned like 25 mitzvahs that men have over women. The other 240, you know, other 220, they're equal. So maybe because men are full chiyah. V'yesh bin ha'ad, if you only had the last source, v'shadiki bin neshama chaz rachman alei. You might think, no, when it comes to nefashas, that has different rules, and women are included. Aval hanachtar te'im alo, tzricha, but by the first two not, tzricha, that's why you need all three sources. It's an important point made by the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Those are in the Peretz in Maseches Baba Kama, where this Gemara appears also, the three sources in Baba Kama Tesvav, there. So the second source, says that women are included from what pasuk? Asher tasim lefnehem, right? They're included in all dinim of the Torah. All dinim of the Torah. Rabbeinu Peretz asks, what does this pasuk add? We have a separate pasuk to exclude women from giving testimony. A separate pasuk, right? That women are pasul eidus, right? Ishvelo isha. So of course they're excluded from dinim. They're included in dinim. If you say there's a specific pasuk excluding them from giving testimony, so obviously being in court, being a baldover in the court, having got halachas applied to them, they should be included. So what do you need a separate makar to include them? You know from the fact that they're excluded from edus means that they're included in everything else. So Rabbeinu Peretz says, you know why? Because maybe you would think their exclusion from edus applies to cases which is not about dinim. Let's say they give testimony that somebody's a ben gerusha or ben chalusa. So that's not a regular case of dinim, of a dinim ominous. So that's why you wouldn't know it from just that exclusion. That's why you have to have a makar to include them. But I saw one of the achronim put in the Birei Adav suggest that maybe the added makar to exclude them from really they're included in dinim. What's the added makar to say they're excluded from edus? To say that they're not even considered a pasul aid, but they don't have a shame aid. There's a big discussion in Chosha Mishpat, the Tumim in Simon Lamed Vav, as it was known as his Shita. He says there are six people that not only are a pasul aid, but they're not called an aid at all. What's the nafka mina? Let's say a woman comes to testify with six men. Right? So do we say, usually we say, if one in the group has a problem, nimsa efan karvo pasul, edusim patela. If one of them comes out to be pasul, the whole group is thrown out. So let's say they find, realize, a woman's here! You throw them all out? No. Because a woman is not a pasul aid. Nimsa, one of them karvo pasul, but a woman is not an aid at all. Lav shame it's a mahafkas shame age. The Tumim says, Cherishot of a katan, Eved Isha Akum. Those six. Cherishot and katan, and Eved, and Isha, and an Akum, all those six people are not pasul edim. They don't have a shame aid. Not everybody would agree to this. There's discussions. There's a lot of Sakas Makos and elsewhere, but those six people suggest the Tumim don't have a shame aid, and that's also Machronim answer the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz's question here. What's the added makar? You need one makar to include him in dinim and one to exclude him from edus? Yeah, to exclude him from edus, because it's not just that they're a pasul aid, but they're not even an aid at all. And that's why they would have a nafkamina for Nimsa Echad, Karov, O, Pasul. Okay, but we did the three sources, and now we move on to Baal Takif. Okay, Lamed Hey, Amid Beis. We get back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that women are obligated in all los ases except for three. Except for becoming Tamei Meis, even if she's an Eishes Kohen. Number two is Bal Takif, cutting off Peis, or Bal Tashkas, and also cutting off the parts of one's beard, destroying the Zakan. We mentioned when we did this the last time we discussed Bal Takif and Bal Tashkas, the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam, this interesting discussion of the Rambam and the Tur. The Rambam quotes in Sefer HaMitzvos, what's the time? The Rambam usually doesn't give reasons. But both in Sefer HaMitzvos, and he even alludes to this in Mishnah Torah, what's the reason for the Isser of Peis? The Isser of Bal Takif and Bal Tashkis? So the Rambam says, as he says by many mitzvahs, he says this in the Mora, but here he even says this in Sefer HaMitzvos, Losa say Mem Gimel, so we're not like the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. were not like the Komrim. They used to shave their heads. They used to shave certain parts of their, right, the monks, and they all shave their heads. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be like them, and therefore there's an Isser of Baal Takev and Baal Tashchis. Interesting, we mentioned then, this is where the word Galach comes from. Why is a priest called a Galach? Because the Galach is to shave. V'his Galach. Right, so that's what the Legaleach to shave, so that's where the word comes from. He does quote, interesting, that you don't quote two separate mitzvahs. The right peyah and the left peyah. It's all one iser of cutting off one's peyas. Separate iser for cutting off the parts of the beard that is aser in a certain way. Giluach, as we'll see, what's aser. But that is the shita of the Rambam that is based on the fact that we shouldn't be like Avodah Zarah, of the Avodah Zarah. The Tur quotes the Rambam, but he says, I don't know what the Rambam is giving a reason for. It's aser because Hashem told us why it's aser. So the Torah says, "Simen kuf pei alf and yarodeya." They don't tzrichon levakish tam lemitzvus. What's the Rambam bringing me a reason? Ki mitzvus melachim aleinu afim lo neida tamon. Right, the mitzvus are right. The mitzvus are melach. We have to do them because it's exeris hakasif. What's the Torah getting at here? The Beis Yosef says, it sounds like the Torah thinks the Rambam is saying the mitzvah only applies because of the reason. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. The Rambam is giving an added reason, but he's like the Sefer Chinuch always says. To try to make the mitzvahs more tasty to us, we have reasons. That's why a tam is called a tam of mitzvah. The reason, because it makes us, that's a tam, it has a taste. Right? It gives us a tam for the mitzvah. Right? So it said, but says the Beis Yosef, chas v'shalom, that's what the Rambam is doing. The Rambam is not saying the mitzvah only applies because of the reason. So the Torah should not jump on him. The Torah should not jump on him. The Darkei Moshe that gets on the bad wagon and says, Beis Yosef, don't jump on the Torah. Chas v'shalom, the Torah thought that about the Rambam. Right, don't say that. The Torah never thought that about the Rambam. He's just saying that the Torah understands that the Rambam is limiting, not just using the mitzvah, but limiting it to certain cases. That's how he understands the mitzvah. And that's what the Torah didn't like. But don't think that the Beis Yosef says Chas V'Shalom for the Rambam, and the Beis Targum Moshe says Chas V'Shalom for the Torah. Look at the interesting, the first Simon in Yoredeya, Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, the Rambam, the Torah, the Beis Yosef, and the Targum Moshe. Okay, so now we get into it. So finally, I understand a woman is not obligated to not make herself tameh. Where it talks about all the halakhas of Kohen, it says Bnei Aaron at the beginning of the parasha. Ella. And how do you know those only apply to men and not women? Right, because the pasuk says you can bear baal takif and baal tashkas. Can't cutting off the peyas, you can't cut off the certain parts of your beard. Kol sheyeshnu bashcha in a certain way. Kol sheyeshnu bashcha, no yeshnu bakafa. Whoever is in the iser of destroying the beard is in the iser of destroying the peyas. V'hani nashi hova lo isnu bashcha, so listenu bakafa. And those who are not in included in the iser of destroying the beard are also not included in destroying the peyas. We know lo isnu bashcha. So how do you know the woman is not included in the iser of shaving one's beard? Two answers. Yibay yisem asvarahu. To halo islahu zaka. Number one, women don't have beards, so therefore it's svara that they should not be included in the iser of baal tashchis. I says the Ritva, but how do you know that they're not included in the iser of shaving somebody else? This is just the iser about themselves. They don't have a beard. How does somebody else? Because it says lo sakifu, plural. Lo sakifu. So that's what he says. It must be nikaf and makif. You can't shave your own, and you can't shave yourself. So if women are not included in shaving their own, because they don't have, so too they're not included in shaving the other. Or say it's a pasuk. Don't shave your head, and don't shave your beard. So the pasuk changed lashon. The shani krabi tibure. The pasuk first says roshchem, and then zekanecha. Diko nechla rachmana paazik nechem. Should be plural. Ma zekanecha, your beard. It must be an exclusion. Zekanecha vlo zekaneshtecha. So it's based either on a svara or on a pasuk. Even if a woman might have hairs there, still there is no iser. There is no iser for the woman of hashchasa. Says the Gemara now below, is that really true that there's no iser on a woman if she happens to have hairs on the face? This is very, very halacha l'maisa. Very halacha l'maisa. If a woman wants to remove certain hairs on her face, you know, in a certain way that it's also for a man to, using certain blades, right, or electrolysis, as right, to uproot it from the roots. So this is a very important halacha l'maisa to know. So the Gemara says the women are excluded. Below, is that really true? V'hatanya, the Braisa says, Zekan isha v'hasar she'alu seyar, a woman or a saris, that grows hair on their face. Harei henk is a kala called the rayam. It's like a beard for all halachas. So my law, what does that mean? Laj chasa, doesn't that mean that it's included? What it means is like a beard? It's like a beard regarding the Israel of destroying it. So doesn't that show that a woman is woman is included in the Isser of destroying a beard. So Amar Abaya, Vashchasa Lamatzes Amri. No, it can't mean Ashchasa. Why? Because we have a Gzeirah Shavat. Yalaf Pas Pas Mi B'nei Aaron. Malahalam, because we know the Torah formulates it twice. The Isser of cutting off your payas and zakan. One by B'nei Yisrael all, and the other specifically by Kohanim. So the Gemara compares what it says in Parshas Emor to what it compares elsewhere when it talks about general Bnei Yisrael. So we learn in Ephraim Bnei Aaron, Ma Lahala Nashim Peturos, just like there in Emor, all the halachas there only apply to men. Afkan Nashim Peturos, so to here where it talks about the same Isser, women are Pater. The Svirlan, Chikazet Bnei Aaron, Akulin Yonaksiv, said the Torah, 1 minute. You're assuming that when it says at the beginning of Emor, Emor Lakonim Bnei Aaron, that's going on the whole first Aliyah. The whole first Aliyah is only talking about to the men and not to the women. If that's true, Nishta Krami Nevi takes a Bekav HaChomer. So what do you even have to say that halacha in Parshas Emor for? We would know that women are Pturos. Why Ve'ana Amina? Umakonim. Why do you even have to say what do you need the Gzeirah Shava for? If it applies in MR, you shouldn't even need the Gzeirah Shava. Why? Umakonim Shiribahena Kazim Mitzvah Siseiros. If by Konim, where they have so many mitzvahs, and yet there's an example where their women are exempt, Bnei Aaron v'lo Bonos Aaron, so Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael who have less mitzvahs, they'll call Shekin, surely their women are going to be exempt. They have less mitzvahs to start with, so of course they're not going to be exempt, so what do you need the Gzeirah Shava for? You don't need the Gzeirah Shava of Pas Pas. So the Gemara says, no, we love Gzeirah Shava. Without the Gzeirah Shava, Hava Amina Hipsika Inyan. I might have said without the Gzeirah Shava that when it says Bnei Aaron at the beginning of Emor, it doesn't go on the whole Parsha. It goes on the first Pasuk. But Lo Sakifo is all the way Psukim later. So I wouldn't have said it goes all the way on those Psukim. So the Gemara says, Hashan Amina Hipsika Inyan. So who says the Gzeirah Shava helps out for that? That the Gzeirah Shava says it goes on everything? So the Gemara says, no, Vimi Bishum. Gzeirah Shava me by Lili Kedetanya. And what would I use the Gzeirah Shava for? Because I know Gzeirah Shava you have a Mesorah for. So I would say, it doesn't teach me to exclude women, but what does it teach me? The following. Lo Yigalechu, it says you're not allowed to shave, right? You're the parts of the beard. Yachel Gilchum Misparai Meichayev. I might think that if I use a scissors, that's going to be an Isidar Isa, Tamalom Alosash, because no, a scissors doesn't destroy from the root. And therefore, scissors would be okay. Yachal liktub malkeid over hitni yechayev. I might think that even if I use these other types of blades, I'd be chayev. Tamalomar, which gets from the root? No, lo yigalechu. No, it also lo yigalechu. You shouldn't do a shaving act. Haketzad ki luach sheyesh bo hashchasa. As we had also in Nazir, when we discussed this last, the only usher act is a kiluach, is a shaving act that is considered a destructive act. Which we discussed then, what exactly that is. That's the big issue about electric shavers. Are the lifting cuts an issue, not an issue? Do they really do a Maisa Hashchasa? Do they do? Is it an act of Giluach? So that's those poskim who say there is an issue, hold that is included in that. Those poskim who say that it's not an issue, they say, no, they still cut from the top, this still doesn't destroy the root. It's not Giluach Sheish Bo Hashchasa. That's the issue. Is it included? So Havi Omer Zetar. So the only issue that everybody agrees with for sure is a razor. Is a tar. So that's what you would use the Gzeirah Shava for. So the Gemara says, no, Im Kain, still, if you would only want to learn that last halacha from the Gzeirah Shava, Nechtov Kra, Es Shib is a Kanecha, that which is on your beard, my Pa'as is a Kanecha, Shvami Natarti, must be able to learn both. That halacha that is only by a razor, and the Gzeirah Shava, comparing Bnei Aaron, V'Lobros Aaron, to all Jews, that women should be Pturos. The women should be Pturos from shaving off the beard. Period. It's a big discussion in the Rishonim, based on the Gemara and Makkos already, but in the Rishonim, the one who shaves, so women are Pturos. Women are Pturos from the Isser Hashchasa. What about Hakafa? What about if a woman cuts off her kids her son's payas? Is there an issue there? That's a discussion. The discussion in the Rishonim. But what about in general? What about in general if somebody lets their payas be cut off? So what Isser is that doing? Well, we see somebody in the barbershop, right? We see they're cutting their payas a little too short. So is there an Isser on the person also? Or is there an Isser just on the barber? After all, the person's not doing anything. He's not doing anything. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis, the man who gets miskaleach, eino loke ela im kein siya lemigaleach. Only if he helped. The Ravid says you always get an Issa Daraisa. You might not get Malkus. But what does Misayeh mean? So the summary of the Ritvin Malkus and Avchav says, Misayeh means you don't move. That's Misayeh. Because that's a big, not moving for so long, that's a big Siyua. Right, not moving. You put your head there so he could cut. Right? If you would move, if you wouldn't let him do it by getting a haircut, you wouldn't get the haircut. Right? So that's even though that's the important line of the Ritva in Makas Daf Chaf, even though generally we paskin Mesayeya ain bo mamish. Mesayeya is not meaningful. Or let's say I'm carrying something on Shabbos and I could do it myself, and then you come and help me, so you're not going to be chayim because I could have done it myself. Still, Mesayeya in this context is significant, because if you move, he's not going to be able to cut your hair. And that's why you will be included in the Isser. It's a big discussion. Okay, we have to. There's more about Makif and Nikaf, but we have to stop. Let's just do a little more. Velahad Tanya Zikan Ha'isha V'Hasar Shehalu Seir Hari Gazakin L'Chol Devarim L'May Hilchasa. But didn't we have a? So we just came to a maskana: a woman is not included in the Isser of Hashchas Zakan. So what does that Brisa mean when the Brisa says that a woman's beard is the same halacha as a beard? Zoman has a halacha of a beard. So regarding what halacha? Amar Mazucha L'Tumas Negoim. It has to do with Tumas Negoim. Meaning, there are two parshas in Parshas Tazria. There are certain laws that if a person has a spot anywhere on their body where hair usually does not grow, it has halachas of having white hairs there. A place where hair is supposed to grow, on your head, on your beard, it has to have a yellow hair. Different halachas. So a woman's beard area is also, that goes by the man's beard area in Hilchas Saras. So Tumas Negoim behed yiksiva. What do you mean? That's a pasuk. You don't need a mucker for that. Visha isha ki yeah bo nega barosha bazakan. It's a befeirish pasuk. So ela amar mazurcha lataras agam. No, okay, so it's telling you do the same tara process of a man's beard to a woman's beard. So taras agam nami pshita. That's also obvious. Give it the bastumahi bastari. They go together. So Israel, no, you need a makar. You still need the makar. Why? You might say you read the pasuk differently as follows. Ish o isha ki yeah bo nega barosh. But then the next two words, o bezakan hadar asan leish. Those two words go back to modify ish, and they don't go by men or women. Kamash malan. That's why you need the added makar to teach me that a woman's zakan area goes by the man's zakan area, both in Hilchas Toma and in Hilchas Tara of a Mitzora. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue more with Makif and Nikaf and other halachas. And also, Parsha Shavua is tonight, 8:45 in my house, and it'll be on online. For now, it'll be on the YU Torah website. Last week, it was already on. There's Parsha Lech Lecha there. Mezra Parsha Vayera will be up late tonight, so it'll be up Wednesday afternoon, New York time, for on Parsha's Vayera. Okay.